Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because, you know what, we've got an exciting show for you. We've got an exciting show for you, so listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, which really says it. We are the Fanatic Organics of Alive and Well, and Alive and Well was there with all the wonderful, magnificent products you could ever imagine, organic herbs, organic nutrients, all put together in all different combinations, every kind of variety, terrific prices, and always with only you in mind. You are the important one. And we are right there hand in hand with the magnificent, delicious organic broth.
Broth.
That's a good, like my speech teacher years ago. Broth. Say it. Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. It's a broad spectrum term too, whether you're vegan or vegetarian, or you want wild, fantastic fish, not farmed, and you want organic, or you want organic chicken, meats, any, all those choices are there for you. And remember too, that every single day we are in immense gratitude because every day for the local organic Maui farmers, we get the broad, the fabulous organic produce that is brought for the fresh, which we have fresh, intensely squeezed that right over there only in glass, and also the magnificent organic vegetables, which are used in all of our broths, our soups, our salads, our combinations, whatever you're choosing. It's all there. It's all safe. It's all wonderful at the Broth Cafe.
And it's organic.
And it's organic.
And we also got the most delicious water in the world.
Tell us about the water.
May I tell you about the
Please
water?
Please tell me about the water. I can feel the sprinkles on it right now, internally and externally. I feel
okay.
That, and I feel alive and well.
Well, you're talking to the drip about the drops.
Did I call you a drip?
Not today.
If I would try to call you a drip, Gary would turn off the mic right away.
No, he wouldn't.
So that's
I think.
And he puts a finger up there when I'm about to say drip. Okay. Okay. Drippy droppy. Talk
right.
About it.
Okay, Ken. Bring your containers to Alive and Well, your water containers, whether it's a pint, a quart, a gallon, or 5 gallons, bring it to Alive and Well and fill up on
the broth. Not just the broth, but the vortex water.
That's
which
what
is
I'm
used
saying.
Even in the broth,
that's
too,
why I'm
for all of the
to
different
you because I
yes.
Need the word vortex,
which is that central
one.
Living part of your very substance.
You named it.
And
baby.
Remember when we wanted to go to the, we always called about the Himalayan trip. If we had a choice in the last trip we have on Earth, it would be up into the Himalayan mountains. Well, that's like the vortex cascading down the mountain streams, loaded with oxygen and hydrogen molecules.
Or you may get it on the trip to Hana.
Okay,
you watch
well.
The Maui waterfall. Okay. That's the same happening that's going on with the vortex machine at Alive and Well. Because the vortex machine turns plain old city water into hyper-oxygenated, hydrogenated, wet water.
Right, okay. And remember, too,
and it's the hydrogen
remember.
And oxygen, which makes water.
That's right.
And when you drink the revitalized water coming out of the vortex machine at Alive and Well, you get a good kick in the wonderful part of your body.
You want to dance and, you know, you want to do be like the dance ballerina dance,
for
you know,
sure.
Like the what we used to sing. And you know, in 1938, this really, really, really famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the highest award that there is, the Nobel Prize in Medicine, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That was reinforced years later by the fact that, that cancer cells and other
now
terrible...
Keep this in mind.
And
that's
these two parameters...
1938.
That's Nobel Prize in Medicine.
Yeah, but people can't think back that far.
I can't
They have
even.
No idea what 1938 was. Well, the Nobel Prize in 1938, as a Nobel Prize in 2025, whatever, whoever is the lucky recipient of that, science to the nth degree,
to the end,
showing how this revitalized hydrogen and oxygen creates a water milieu that is different than anything else.
And that's where they say that vortex water is the highest oxygen content maximized, and the hydrogen content way off. It's phenomenal. And then the research has shown by this swirling and revitalization, restructuring, all of this helps getting rid of the heavy metals, the pesticides, plasticides. The vortex chamber is one of the most effective, gives structure, detoxification, proven here, cell availability, and saves energy, and it does all kinds of wonderful things for you. You notice a huge difference, plus the taste is a lot better, too.
Were you reading right from Warburg himself?
Yes, that's right, from Mein Wasser. It's actually from the originators, whole thing. And they're telling about all the certification that they have over here, okay?
So we're not making this up, folks.
Not making it up.
You want delicioso water. You come to Alive and Well.
That's right, and magnificent right smoothies, all organic smoothies, and with my Jewish background, I can never forget about bagels, and that's how my mother met my father on the boardwalk in Coney Island.
But they did not have the Vortex water.
No, they didn't, but we have organic bagels and all kinds of vegetables and all kinds of specialties and magnificent
smoothies. We now have at Alive and Well. That's
all
what you're getting
at. All of that at Alive and Well,
okay,
all kinds of 100% organic. At the Broth Cafe, beautiful specials, beautiful smoothies, everything's there.
Go to Alive and Well on your computer. Go to Alive and Well, and you'll see the entire food selection, whatever's available at the Broth, and all kinds of vitamins and whatever questions you might get from reading the website. Give a call at phone number
808-877-4950.
All right.
Oh,
you
easy to remember, 4950. And and we can have, if you're in a rush, if you want to have a whole lot of things ready for you, you can just call before you come, and everything will be ready for you.
Or you can order right from the website.
Right from the website, either way, okay?
Okay.
And let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medication. Doctor's area. Strictly share wonderful information about what doctors, whether strictly holistically minded or not, have, but these doctors have learned, or they have what the medical clinical trials have proven about what great nutrients can do for you.
And that's what we dwell on.
That's what we dwell on.
The great nutrients, the unencumbered junk that's on all the foods in America today. So many foods, I don't know if you're aware of this, folks, but Europe will denies America importing into Europe many foods because there's so darn many chemicals and colorings and flavorings and conditioners. So many chemicals that have nothing to do with life, have to do with commercial promotion. And you don't find that at Alive and Well.
Never. Jamais, as we said in French when I was a French student. And,
no.
And I know. I'm always trying to teach you French. And you always go, now.
I don't go now.
Nah.
what's no in French?
No in French. No. That's, no. And when you want to say never in French, it's jamais.
Okay.
Jamais.
But why go no? No.
You go. You don't say it with the exact right accent. But that's another story.
Anyhow. You get the message, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to Carl now. That's speak. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, you want to talk a star player. If you turn on a lot of the football channels or the sports channels, you see thousands and thousands of people packed into the enormous stadiums that are there because they're so excited about seeing the star players perform during their particular event, right?
Right.
Well, if you want to know, this is so important for you to listen to, a star player in Europe, a star player throughout the world, proven. It's one nutrient called acetyl, A-C-E-T-Y-L, acetyl L-carnitine. Acetyl L-carnitine is a powerful nutrient which has multi stars of an incredible, what a performer. But it causes the blood-brain barrier. It causes the heart, for the heart, the brain.
Causes the blood-brain barrier.
It crosses. Okay,
right.
Yes. And,
your
here's
is,
more
your
information.
Your French is failing you right now.
No, here's more information Unbelievable. Because but here...
In spite of trying to make a sick joke out of the situation, folks, acetyl L-carnitine is a remarkable amino acid. It's a component that is a part of protein. But when you have acetyl L-carnitine by and of itself, in addition to good protein, then you have mitochondrial proliferation.
Terrific.
And mitochondrial proliferation means energy.
Energy, lots of those good energy cells.
Energy for every little bit of a living cell in your body, whether it's a heart cell, a brain cell, a liver cell, a little toe cell. Acetyl L-carnitine creates the right recreation of energy activity in every cell of your anatomy.
Well, here is the thing. This came out because it's acetyl L-carnitine, and this is the doctor's reports and clinical studies, and I'm going to quote it for you now, that acetyl L-carnitine in the medical studies decreased, that means lowered, irregular heartbeat by 85%.
Pretty
and
good.
They got doctors go on to say that this amino acid, acetyl carnitine, reduces irregular heartbeats. In a clinical study reported by Dr. P. Rizon and his colleagues from the University of Bari in Italy, the effect of acetyl carnitine on reducing arrhythmias was studied in patients who had just suffered a myocardial infarction. That's one of the most serious heart attacks, just when they go on to say. Arrhythmias, they say, are a frequent cause of death after a heart attack has occurred. Thus, the reduction of arrhythmias by use of acetyl-L-carnitine greatly increases the chance of patients surviving a heart attack.
Did you get that? That's
Did you
amazing.
Hear this?
That's amazing.
Then
it's
you
got
to hear the percentage.
Go on, give me.
In the study shown, patients who received acetyl L-carnitine for several days during their hospital stay, during that time, the heartbeat was recorded and the numbers of irregular heartbeats were counted. Patients receiving acetyl L-carnitine had 85% less irregular heartbeats than those heart attack patients who did not receive acetyl L-carnitine. These remarkable results with acetyl L-carnitine were achieved in this acute therapy by the doctors. In the same way, acetyl carnitine given as dietary supplements, say the doctors, prevents and reduces irregular heartbeats.
Because it restores the very function of every cell in your heart. What is that function? To pump blood with all the healthy components contained in the blood. Those nutrients feed the cells of your heart, feed the cells of your brains, feed the cells of your liver and your lungs and your little toe. The little toe always gets a comparable measure of what's needed to keep that little toe alive. But so does your heart and your brains and your eyes and your liver and all your vital organs. It's all contained in the blood, but if the blood doesn't get where it's supposed to go, with all the components that are in the blood, what's going to happen? Well, the cell suffers. The cell suffers from malnutrition, lack of nutrition, lack of vital components to keep on keeping on. Well, the acetyl L-carnitine creates the muscle in your heart, the muscle of your heart, to get that blood pumped wherever it's supposed to go.
And the doctors, this is another other doctors putting together a whole host of things saying the benefits of acetyl L-carnitine include energy, brain health, and much, much more. Like you've said, the way to supercharge your energy, just like you said, support your brain and optimize hormones, acetyl L-carnitine, say the doctors, is definitely the supplement you've been searching for. And it's wide-ranging health benefits, and they're talking about how it passes the blood-brain barrier. But they go here, and they say energy production, fat burning, and one of the standout benefits is its ability to support brain health. The acetyl group allows it to cross the blood-brain barrier, optimizing cognition,
all right,
recall, and memory. It's used in Europe as part of Alzheimer's treatment protocols. It supports normal, healthy inflammatory levels and activates insulin receptors.
So it reduces inflammation. Maintaining healthy inflammatory response.
That's
because
right.
Because inflammation is just like the name implies, folks. It's inflamed. It's on fire. It burns. That's what inflammation does. Strike a match. Hold your hand over the match. How long can you hold it there? Well, the brain can't run away. You can pull your hand away, but the brain can't run away from inflammation. No cell in your body can run away from chronic inflammation. And that's why you get better health, better longevity of every cell in your body. You're going to live to be 150? No, nobody wants to do that. But you're going to be able to live to be vibrant and alive.
That's
as
right.
long as you are vibrant and alive.
That's right. And the doctors say here, who benefits? And they says brain health and cognitive support. Even if you have a family history of Alzheimer's or want to support your memory and focus, acetyl-L-carnitine, says the doctor, is the top choice. Energy and recovery, athletes under physical stress, a benefit from the ability to improve energy production.
And muscle strength.
And reduce recovery time, hormone support, and they go on to say too, how does it support healthy memory? It's known to optimize cognition, memory, and recall, and it is used in Europe as a treatment for Alzheimer's, and they go on to say that you can optimize your workouts, sharpen your memory, support overall wellness, and all of this medical research is backs up all of those things, okay? And they also talk, can you read this, dear? This one page here I have over here, okay? How did acetyl, and this is by Russell Blaylock, MD, top doctor, how acetyl-L-carnitine heals damaged nerves.
Give me that. Okay, folks, are you ready for this? Acetyl-L-carnitine heals injured nerves. Nerve pain is a common problem. Studies have shown that the natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine stimulates healing of injured nerves and reduces nerve pain. One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and healing. It promotes nerve repair. Acetyl-L-carnitine promotes the healthy rejuvenation of every cell in your body, nerve cells included. Acetyl-L-carnitine, the doctor says, also activates a special type of glutamate receptor. It's called mGluR2, that dampens pain signals. Interestingly, when stimulated, this same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. Other studies have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells.
Amen. Amen.
Which would benefit people suffering from a stroke or other types of brain injury or just getting older.
That's right.
And the brain doesn't function like it does when you're 18 years old. Why? It just doesn't have the energy to do what an 18-year-old brain can do.
Yeah.
But acetyl-L-carnitine can rejuvenate whatever brains you have left to perform at an optimal level to give you less forgetfulness, less, why am I in this room? I came in here for something. What was
right.
it?
I know. And that's why they keep saying, the doctors say long-term study, medical studies show that it was effective for healing mild cognitive impairment, even Alzheimer's disease. And medical search showed that Alzheimer's patients taking acetyl-L-carnitine showed significantly less mental deterioration. But here's another very important point. This is very important. Because you see in the news a lot, especially right now, about antidepressant medications and how they're given, and even the young people are doing erratic and sometimes even violent things that are happening from the
antidepressant drugs.
That's what
drugs.
We're talking. Antidepressant
drugs. The magic word here is drugs.
They don't work. They don't to stop the depression, but they cause all kinds of violence and all kinds of other things, according to this medical study that
and
they
quote.
And what
all holistic physicians say is that drugs can reduce symptoms, but drugs don't create new living tissue.
No, and the thing is, that so many people take, and you see constant promotion of antidepressants, even with the terrible side effects, especially in the younger people. But here is very important information, again quoted medically. Medical studies using acetyl-L-carnitine supplements shows that it regulates neurotransmitters and helps the brain adapt and reorganize itself, also known as neuro, that's nerve plasticity. A review of treating adults with depression found that acetyl-L-carnitine significantly reduced depression symptoms and showed similar effectiveness compared to established antidepressants.
Medically. Antidepressant drugs.
Drugs, that's right. It was noted that the antidepressant benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine were long-lasting and far quicker to act than the classic treatments, and then the medical studies quoted. Acetyl-L-carnitine was also shown to have a quick-acting and long-lasting antidepressant effect. These medical findings show, and the doctor's quoting it, that acetyl-L-carnitine should be a new way to treat symptoms of depression, and they say it works within 2 to 3 days.
Get that. Because
within
it does
what? 2 to 3 days.
It doesn't just relieve the symptoms. It doesn't put a nice cool cloth over a hot area of your brain. It recreates new brain tissue.
That's right, and it shows in 2 to 3 days.
That's what
it treats depression, and it's no free of any side effects. Medical studies looked at the safety for elderly patients. It's taken without any side effects.
And the way it does is by creating new mitochondria, energy-producing components in every cell in your body. The brain is a very happy receptor, as of acetyl-L-carnitine, because it restores, rejuvenates, renews the cell integrity of every godzillion number of cells in your brain. Keep this in mind, folks. I've said this several times, but remember this. Every neuron in your brain is invisible. Can't see it. You could have a handful of neurons in your brain and nobody could ever see them because they're invisible. They're that tiny. They're that insignificant. But all put together, they're quite significant because they create neurotransmitter activity in your brain. But within every one of those invisible little pieces of cell that's called a part of a neuron, are 10,000, can you count them? How fast can you count to 10,000? Takes a while, doesn't it? But there are 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible neuron in your brain. And guess what? Acetyl-L-carnitine creates new mitochondria. As the old mitochondria die off, the new mitochondria create new energy for that cell, and that cell continues to think just like the rest of the neurons in your brain. It continues to think and create new thoughts and create all kinds of mental, if you call it, gymnastics, if you will, because that's what's going on between your ears, mental gymnastics, and it's all the energy produced by nutrients. Acetyl-L-carnitine is one of those very important components, a nutrient.
That is absolutely critical. We can't say it's a star player and a protection. And you know, the interesting thing is that this is just a recent thing that happened, and Dr. Mercola, MD, Dr. Joseph Mercola, and he did, it's all medical analysis. It's not his opinion. And here, this is the title of the article that he did with all the medical backup. The FDA approved hundreds of drugs without any proof that they work.
That's right. For years,
and he says,
for
results
years and
of
years
a,
and years.
Results of a 2-year investigation, says the doctor, found that the United States U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approved nearly 75% of all new drugs between 2013 and 2022 without meeting its own basic standards. Some cancer and Alzheimer's drugs were fast-tracked using surrogate markers like tumor shrinkage or protein levels, not real improvements in survival, memory, or function. Dangerous side effects from these drugs, including the Alzheimer's and cancer.
And the FDA doesn't do any of their own testing.
No, and here it goes. Dangerous side effects included brain inflammation, hemorrhage, and blindness.
And the FDA accepts what the drug manufacturer has to present. They say, well, the drug manufacturer approved this, says the drug manufacturer, so we approve it.
Okay, and that's what they were making here. The dangerous side effects, including the Alzheimer's drugs and all of those other things, the cancer drugs, including brain inflammation, hemorrhage, and blindness, were linked to drugs approved on minimal and flawed data, with many thousands of deaths occurring each year, says Dr. Mercola.
And keep this in mind also. I mentioned this several times, folks. It's been proven by holistic physicians and by real investigators that the FDA's operating expenses are paid over 50%, 50 to 60% of those operating expenses are paid by who? Not by the government of the FDA, they're paid by the pharmaceutical drug manufacturers. Why? Because the pharmaceutical drug manufacturers consider that a payoff. And when the leaders of the FDA retire at a very prime age, they go to work where? With the drug manufacturers. Why? Because they've been paid off for God knows how many years, and they continue to be paid off in their retirement of going to work for the drug manufacturer.
That's right. And
it's just that simple.
And the doctor here and is saying every year, I'm quoting him, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulates $3.9 trillion worth of products. Gosh.
And that's quite a bit of profit for the drug
manufacturer. Operating with a budget of approximately $6.9 billion. It's one of the most powerful agencies in the country. Medications and medical devices make up a significant portion of the products the FDA regulates. And once greenlit, pharmaceutical companies rake in billions of dollars in profits. Is that surprising?
It's profits over everything.
That's right.
It isn't a matter of efficiency. It isn't a matter of health. It isn't a matter of creating life. It's a matter of profits.
That's right. And that's exactly what they say.
It's the same thing that prevails, the same mindset, the same marketing techniques are used in the food industry.
That's right. And they go on to say that.
The food industry and the drug industry are there for the profits of the food industry and the drug industry.
Yeah.
Not for your benefit of good health. No, that's, we get some good health out of it. All right, okay, but never mind. Well, the big thing here is how many billions are we going to make on this drug?
That's exactly what they, it's been supported with everything you say by the absolute truth and the doctor quoting the background. There's one deadly significant dilemma about this system. Many of these medications pass the FDA approval based on complete, flimsy, incomplete, and non-existent evidence. And a two-year investigation uncovered a disturbing pattern with the Food and Drug Administration. The agency approved hundreds of prescription drugs without requiring any substantial or robust proof of their effectiveness. And he backs that up.
Says the doctor.
Yeah, says the doctor, and giving the medical proof and everything like that. And would you please read this page, okay, and then give it to me.
All right. Okie doke, folks, here goes. Fast-tracked prescription drugs come with alarming side effects. Fast-track. What's the most recent fast-track drug comes to your mind? COVID? Does that come to your mind?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fast-tracked? Well, people are still suffering long COVID disease simply because they took the fast-track COVID vaccine, the miracle of all miracles. Well, folks, listen to this article. The fast-paced approval that allows drugs to become quickly available on the market appears like a life-saving tactic, but in reality, it's putting consumers in harm's way. Every year, an estimated 128,000 people in the United States succumb to the side effects of prescription drugs. Succumb means what?
Death.
D-I-E, they die.
Yes.
Fast-track drugs kill 128,000 people a year. even though they are properly prescribed according
so-called,
to the drug. So-called,
that's a so-called thing.
Properly prescribed according to the drug manufacturer. Drug company, here's a quote. Drug companies have been allowed to market hundreds of prescription drugs to doctors and sell them to unsuspecting patients, despite glaringly inadequate evidence that they offer any benefit, and in many cases amid clear signs that they pose a risk of serious, often irreparable harm. Going on with the article, the featured report, which is published as a two-part article series, highlights some of the most notable pharmaceutical failures and their devastating harmful consequences. The dangers of FDA-approved Alzheimer's drugs, approved in January, the first part of the report tells the story of Genevieve Lane, a senior with advancing Alzheimer's disease who partook in the study trials for the experimental drug Leqembi, L-E-Q-E-M-B-L-E-B-I. Ms. Lane received a placebo during the trial, but then began receiving the actual drug as part of the study's extension phase. She was dead in 6 weeks. The cause? Severe cerebral inflammation, a result of taking Leqembi.
So the terrible drug caused severe brain inflammation. Brain inflammation.
But it was deemed to be safe to use because the drug companies manufactured it. Okay.
Yes.
Lane's case was not an isolated case. Others were also harmed while taking Leqembi. Out of 714 participants during the study's extension phase.
But it's interesting that in Europe, what's the main thing that they give? Acetyl carnitine with 0000 side effects and only benefits, and it worked quickly.
But drug companies say they can't.
I know that.
Drug companies say they can't make any profits if you take the nutrient.
Okay. Yeah, of course
you
got
to take a patented drug.
Okay.
So
yes.
During the trial, patients were left disabled after using Leqembi, while 22% developed brain hemorrhages or swelling, more than double of those on the placebo.
Okay. All of that, all of it, they go on here, you know, okay.
But that's the
current. And then one of the things they say about these drugs were developed, says the doctor, based on amyloid hypothesis. But amyloid deposits are present in the brains of patients with disease. Many never become demented. And this landmark Alzheimer's studies has been recently retracted. An Alzheimer's study pointed to a specific form of amyloid as a major driver of memory has been retracted due to manipulated and lying images as proven by forensic analysis. So they were lying and they actually got shown, okay?
Is that uncommon?
No, that's not uncommon. It's okay.
Is this a unique case? Never happened before.
No, and they went on to say.
This happens on a regular basis, folks. People get a wild hair in their brain. They say that they make hundreds of billions of dollars with a new wonder drug, so they market it.
They don't care who they kill.
And the FDA says, okay, kids, go ahead. We'll market, we'll approve this drug for you. Well, then, as in COVID, thousands and thousands and thousands of people die of the new wonder drug.
Yeah, it's amazing because you think it's only one aspect that was so dangerous. And mm-hmm. then here they quote, and the doctors in the second part of this report about what they were doing drug-wise,
yeah.
This prescription drug, I'm quoting the doctor, for your bladder is leading to blindness. That's the title of it. For your bladder. In the second part of this report, researchers told the story of how a pharmaceutical drug is causing blindness. Dr. Nirajan noticed the symptoms in his patients, blurred vision, and was becoming difficult to see in sunlight or at night, and it got worse and worse. John pointed a common denominator against his patients, Elmiron, or maybe it's pronounced differently, Elmiron, drug prescribed for a bladder condition called interstitial cystitis, was affecting his patients' eyes by causing odd patches of pigment to form on the retina. The doctor and his colleagues published a study on this condition, calling it pigmentary maculopathy. Now, the macula is the, you know, the sight of the eyes. Remember, the macular degeneration, leading cause of blindness. All of this terrible thing by this drug, and it wasn't the only side effect, says the doctor. The FDA has received reports of dozens of patients' deaths attributed to Elmiron for bladder problems. Many patients were also hospitalized due to severe colitis, and they go on to say, these, you get smarter, you're just, it's just how deadly it is. And then I just want you to do the summary page right here. Frequently asked questions about FDA drug approvals.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Give me that. Here we go. Frequently asked questions about FDA drug approvals. How many FDA-approved drugs fail to meet basic scientific standards?
Oh, God. How many?
Why would they ever... Why? What prompts the forming of this question? There have been so many failures that they finally come up with the idea of, let's ask a question and find out how many there really are. Well, the answer to that is nearly 73% of all drugs approved by the FDA between 2013 and 2022 did not meet the agency's own minimum scientific criteria for proof of effectiveness. 73%, folks, in how many years? In just 8 years. 73% of the approvals in 8 years from 2013 to 2022 did not meet the FDA's own minimum scientific criteria for proof of effectiveness. Means they weren't effective. Many lacked control groups. Many lacked the replication, the blinding, or the meaningful clinical endpoints. What does it mean when a drug is approved using a surrogate marker? A surrogate marker? I've never heard that term. Well, the answer is a surrogate marker is a lab result or scan, like tumor shrinkage or protein level, that suggests a drug might work. But these markers don't prove if the drug actually does improve symptoms or survival or quality of life. Are fast-track drugs safe and reliable? Let me turn the page and find out.
Boy, what a question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I think there was another.
Is here.
I think we flipped a page.
I think no. Are they fast-track drugs reliable? Not always, says the FDA. Drugs pushed through the accelerated approval often lack full evidence of at launch. In many cases, follow-up studies are delayed or inconclusive, and some of these drugs have been linked to severe side effects, including brain hemorrhages, blindness, and death. Well, a few things. That's just three, symptoms.
Okay.
The next question was, how did the FDA's drug approval standards become so relaxed? The FDA, and the answer is, the FDA lowered its scientific standards starting in the AIDS crisis of the 1980s to speed access to experimental drugs.
That's right.
Promoted by the drug manufacturers.
Right. Turn a blind eye to all the terrible things
there
they do.
Go.
Turn a blind eye. They're still turning their blind eyes.
This FDA policy shift combined with industry pressure. What's industry pressure? Payoff.
Payoff.
Okay.
Money. You remember that old
thing?
Yeah, there wasn't a mistake when that musical had Money Makes the World Go Around, right?
It does indeed. Especially under the table money. The policy shift combined with industry pressure and limited oversight opened the door to widespread approval of untested drugs, says the FDA.
That's right. That's right. And you know, it's amazing to me too, with all the data that comes out, how we think we're doing something benign. Well, this is something we need to, this just came out. You need to come in, and Mercola's reporting it. Unbelievable. The everyday drink, says the doctor, that speeds up brain aging. Now listen, I'm quoting, and he gives it all the backup, and it was reported. Artificial sweeteners aren't the harmless sugar substitutes they're made out to be. A new medical study confirms those concerns, revealing that people who consume the equivalent of just one diet soda per day, listen, of just one diet soda per day, experience a 62% faster decline, that's a down rocket down, in memory and thinking skills compared to those who consume the least. That accounts to years of extra brain aging. Do we hear that? One diet soda experienced a 62% faster decline in memory. The worst outcomes were seen in those who consumed the most artificial sweeteners, especially people with diabetes, a group often encouraged to choose diet options. Patients scored lower in memory, processing speed, and verbal, that's speaking, fluency. Not all sweeteners were equally harmful, but aspartame, saccharin, and acesulfame potassium stood out for their association with cognitive decline. These findings hit especially hard for younger adults regularly exposed to these additives. While industry groups continue to insist artificial sweeteners are safe, science proves otherwise. What was once dismissed as fringe concern is now gaining mainstream validation. And this was reported just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, this.
Just a few weeks.
No, folks, my soft drink wouldn't give you dementia. Yeah. No, I promise. My synthetically sweetened soft drink is not going to give you dementia. Duh.
That's right. It's amazing, isn't it? And you know, we've often talked about, and even we have the high, wonderful protein bars and the other things with a natural plant extract, which has no downside but has a delicious taste. Okay, and that is stevia or monk fruit. None of the artificial toxic chemicals. A lovely taste, but no sugar effect on the body and no negative effects whatsoever. You can do that. There are natural and wondrous alternatives. And in building health in so many different wonderful ways.
And you can give up, if you could, please, give up the soda pop, give up the commercial stuff. It doesn't contribute to your well-being.
Not a bit.
It doesn't contribute to better brain function or heart function or energy levels. It gives you a high, it gives you a sweet taste, but so does a lot of sugar. And a lot of sugar gives you a brain burn.
And all
an
the
inflammatory
horrific
response
side effects
throughout your body.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting because the information comes out, but we keep ignoring it. And here it is, Harvard scientists reviewed 35 years worth of vitamin research and published these findings in the Journal of the American Medical Association. That's the top medical journal on the planet, okay?
Well, in the U.S.
Researchers concluded that the majority of adults in all adult age groups do not consume an optimal amount of vitamins by diet alone. So they made the recommendation that every adult should take a high-potency natural multivitamin daily as a safe and excellent way to help to optimize
Who
health.
Who said this?
This is Harvard researchers.
Harvard researchers, okay.
And
all right.
They go on to say that unfortunately 3 out of 5 adults don't even take these wonderful multivitamins. And they also did in their research and said many multivitamins were of poor or dubious quality.
Aha.
And one of America's most recognized, say the doctors, medical physicians, Dr. David Brownstein, stresses how important it is to consume vitamins with amounts of antioxidants. They not only help keep all of your cells and organs functioning properly, but antioxidants help minimize the effects of aging and destroying free radicals that destroy your own cells, okay? You need plentiful supply of antioxidants circulating throughout your body and neutralizing free radicals. And they researchers found that these antioxidants support the health of the mitochondria, little energy factors in your cells, like you say. And just to end it here, Dr. Erica Schwartz is a specialist in longevity medicine and helping people recover the healthy levels of energy they once had. And she knows that the malfunctioning of these little energy factors is linked to premature aging and ill health, and recommends a high-potency, all-natural multivitamin.
A high potency. Did you get that? Did you hear that? Those two words? High potency.
That's what they say. High quality, high potency.
Are you really concerned about getting too much nutrition? My goodness, if I take a high potency, what's going to happen to me? Oh my God, I better stay with what the FDA says, a minimum daily requirement. That's all I really need is the minimum. Really, folks?
Bull.
In your everyday life, do you give the minimum? Do you act minimally? In your job, do you give just enough to stay employed, or do you put some energy and vitality into it? Do you give an optimal level of energy with your children? Do you give the minimum amount of parenting involved? Are your kids really, really healthy? Are they getting the minimum nutrition as well? Well, folks, most people, I think you will agree, operate on an optimum level. You got to give an optimal amount of energy and vitality and consideration and concentration to whatever you do. Or the maximal. My God, when's the last time you gave the maximal amount of energy and vitality and concentration? Well, we have a product called Healthy One. It's a one-a-day vitamin. And it's...
Well, there used to be a one large tablet. Now we got two capsules making it easy to go.
Take one at two meals or whatever you want to, however you want to do it. But the idea is to give you an optimal level of nutrients so you can perform at an optimum level of performance. You can create new brain activity. You can create new wonder relationships within your family and your loved ones. But the minimum, you're just sitting around watching television or sitting on the back porch doing nothing, and what happens? You get minimal health results. An optimal level of nutrients has been proven time and time again to give you vibrant, good energy bursting activity in your brain, in your heart, every cell in your body. And that's where Healthy One comes into the picture.
It has all kinds of magnificent things in it. Go ahead.
It's a multiple vitamin. But a multiple vitamin can have six minimal amounts of nutrients in it. It's called itself a multiple vitamin. Or you can have, good Lord, how many are there?
A zillion, and organic greens, and perfect digestion.
It's just a phenomenon.
And antioxidants, and support factors for the adrenals, the pancreas, the glands, everything, and high Bs, everything. It's amazing.
It's got to have 35 or 40 different nutrients in it.
And very high potency of those nutrients.
And that's the important component, the potency.
No chemicals.
When you eat a meal, do you take one bite and get up from the table and walk away? No. You need more nutrition than that. That's why you want to eat to begin with. This isn't the hunger pangs. Your body is crying out for nutrients. Well, you get the answer in Healthy One. It is a remarkable...
It's amazing.
It's the Healthy One. It's an optimal level of nutrients of God knows how many different nutrients in here. But they're an optimal level, which gives an optimal interactive response with every nutrient one to another, and building new cells, and building new mitochondria, and building new brains, and new heart, and everything in your body. So if nothing else, get the Healthy One. It's a phenomenal, highest quality. Whenever you see the Alive and Well label, the Alive and Well means it's alive and it's well. It's going to contribute to your living and your wellness. It's going to build health. It is designed specifically to be unique and like no other product on the market.
That's right. And when we're talking unique, you know, we tell people, and we could speak forever, about the cardio coenzyme Q10, the highest absorption and the highest quality and the highest purity. And David Brownstein, MD, published this on the news and everything, MD, very famous cardiologist. Maintain cardio Q10 levels to avoid frailty. A study published in the medical journal Antioxidants look at frailty, that weakness to dizziness, of people over the age 65. Scientists correlated blood levels of cardio coenzyme Q10 with physical activity and capacity in seniors and reported that CoQ10 levels were directly associated with lower cardiovascular risk if they were optimal.
And brain function.
Right. There was also an inverse, meaning a down correlation with sedentarism. That's inability to walk around, weakness, meaning that lower CoQ10 levels were associated with an increase in sedentary behavior, frailty. The authors concluded, medical authors, Dr. Chauncey Crandall reported that, the study by endorsing the maintenance of CoQ10 levels on elderly people to avoid frailty and its cell metabolism, energy production, antioxidant protection, powerful antioxidant. It's a vital component of muscles, the doctors go on to say, and correlations between CoQ10 levels and frailty. Statin drugs work by poisoning coenzyme Q10 and the enzyme producing it. So they're very, very harmful, et cetera. Statin drugs are associated with muscle aches and pains, cognitive decline, neurological issues, elevated blood sugar, because of the destruction that they do about CoQ10. And the doctor says here, I've never been a fan of statin drugs, no effect on mortality and no effect on longevity. Okay?
Cardio no benefit. Q10.
No benefit.
Okay.
No benefit.
Keep
no
this
benefit.
In mind also, folks, that when you're young, you make cardio coenzyme Q10. Your body creates it, but it's like testosterone, it's like estrogen, it's like so many other, and it's like digestive enzymes. As you get older, you don't make them like you did when you
That's
were
right.
younger.
Celebrate
and
it, put it
therefore
in.
Therefore, you take drugs to make up for that? No, you take the nutrients to
That's
make
right.
up for that.
That's right. And remember, a nutrient for your brain also is listening to Alive and Well. We have some new times, so it's new each week. But it is heard 3 times repeated, so you can have friends listen to what you just heard, family, etc. 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. on Saturdays it's repeated, and it's repeated again 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. Whatever's convenient for you, the Alive and Well radio show. Remember, Dennis and I are not doctors, don't pretend to be, we don't charge a dime, but we share information. If you want to make a time to sit with Dennis or with me, so we're not with somebody else or doing something else, call the 877-4950. We'll sit down one-on-one and give more information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in
Free
clinical trials. Free of charge.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha. Aloha.